Hey y'all, welcome to What's Cooking with Paula Dean. And this week you can see I got my babies in here again with me.
I thought you were talking about me.
Well, you're my two-legged baby. These are my four-legged babies, y'all. This is Gus and Max. And, you know, they see me grab my purse. I'm gone so much from home. And when they see me grab my purse without a suitcase...
Separation anxiety.
Oh, listen, they
Why, Gus?
They're in that car before I can
hey, Gus.
Say Jack Sprat, honey. They're so quick.
They're good dogs.
So today, this week, we got a lot of questions from our friends out there.
Let's get
so
started.
So we're going to try to get some of them answered. Thank you for being here with me this week, my baby.
I'm happy to be here.
It really adds a lot to the scenery, doesn't it, girls?
Please, hey, guys. Please. All right, let's get started. Kira from Pennsylvania asks... Uh-huh. What's a simple and easy dish for a college student to make that will still impress guests?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I guess, hors d'oeuvre? She doesn't say, like, hors d'oeuvre.
All right, read the question one more time.
What's a simple and easy dish for a college student to make that will still impress guests?
Mm-hmm. Okay, Kira, I've got the perfect dish for a college person to make. It so easy. It's chicken in a wine sauce. And it's in my very first cookbook, the Savannah Country Cookbook, or you can go online and find it. But chicken in a wine sauce, it is so good, and it will never fail you.
Okay. She's a college student. She might not be able to buy wine, or she might have plenty of wine.
She may.
Got another question for you. Stephanie from Texas wonders, what are your hobbies other than cooking?
If we get somebody, it's great. If we don't, we're going to see.
Yeah.
I wouldn't answer.
We'll try each one, though.
Okay. So, Stephanie, we just tried to call you, and your phone went straight to voicemail.
Straight to voicemail.
So
disappointing.
Sorry, I wanted to talk to you in person. But
so disappointing.
If you don't answer, I can't talk to you.
Mm.
All
she
right.
still had the question.
Uh-huh.
What are your hobbies other than cooking?
She wanted to know what my hobbies are other than cooking. I've got some hobbies that I really, really love. I love painting. I love doing watercolors. I love shelling. And by shelling, I mean getting things that you can cover in all sorts of seashells. I love that. I love fishing. I'd rather fish than eat when I'm hungry. And I love crabbing. We've been going crabbing lately because crabs are finally coming in season. And Michael took one of the grand boys the other day, and they caught 40 crabs. And I was out of town. I didn't get to enjoy them.
Wow.
But they immediately brought them back and cooked those 40 beautiful crabs and enjoyed them so much.
We're really lucky to live in a place where we can harvest food right out of
the...
All right. This is Amy from South Carolina.
Amy.
Oh, my God, is this Paula Dean?
Yes, honey. How did you recognize my voice?
Oh, my God. You just made my day.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you just made my day by answering your phone. Well, it is, girl. And I'm here with Bobby. I'm here with Bobby.
Hey, Amy, how are you?
I'm good.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't remember this, but a year ago, I came to Savannah to meet y'all, and I slept in front of the store all night.
No, I do remember that. Amy, I remember that because I wanted to cry when I found out. Oh, my goodness.
Stupid.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah, that just like to kill me. Oh, we're great. We're doing a podcast. We're doing a podcast. And
I listen every week.
Do you? God love you. Do you watch it on Facebook?
I do, but it's kind of like I get it the next day.
Uh-huh.
I don't get to watch it, I guess, the same day, but I try to, you know, catch them as often as I can on the Facebook page, but I definitely listen to it, you know.
Well, that's great. because we're doing the podcast a little differently now. You know, we're videoing them as well as audio.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's how on Facebook you can hit the little button and you can see the podcast just as it's filmed.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
I had to check that out.
Go, Amy. I was just told to tell you to go to the Paula Deen Facebook page.
Okay.
And you
can
watch and listen. Well, listen, today's podcast is we're trying to get around to answering people's questions. And you were one of the ones that sent in a question. What was your question, baby?
Oh, gosh, I think I might have sent two in. One was just, how your boys love you. And I'm a mom of two boys, too. And
oh.
So I was just asking one question for pearls of wisdom.
Well, Bobby is looking up your question,
Amy,
right now.
Amy, your question was, I was recently diagnosed as type 2 diabetic. I'm 36, and I would love to hear your success story and advice on how I can achieve the same results. I would also love to hear your favorite diabetic-friendly meal. You're my hero for so many reasons, and I appreciate any tips and advice you could share.
Oh, so you've been just diagnosed, Amy.
And goodbye.
Amy?
Hey, I'm so sorry I lost you.
I know it. Well, in the meantime, Amy, Bobby was looking up your question. And your question was you have just been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. Okay, I forgot about that. Look, I started doing a drastic weight loss challenge.
Uh-huh.
And now I am down to what they consider pre-level.
Uh-huh.
No medication, totally controlled with diet and exercise. I lost 30 pounds.
Oh, that's great, Amy.
Yes.
That is great.
I got my A1C down to 5.7.
That's wonderful.
I'm 6.5, so it's crazy. But,
you
but
were...
yeah, that was one of my other questions for you.
Oh, my goodness.
How did you do it?
Well, let me tell you, you know, when I decided to really get serious, I was really rough and tough on myself. But I'm so happy. Yeah, I'm so happy that you've controlled yours with just diet.
Oh, it was so hard. I was hitting the gym 6 days a week for 2 hours a time. And
oh, my goodness.
Really not eating hardly anything.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. Do you have to lose any more? Do you have to lose any more?
I need to lose 30 more to get to my goal
weight. Oh, Amy.
And so I'm hoping that by the end of the year, you know, I was trying to be realistic, you know, with my goal. But so 30 pounds is what I've got left to lose. So.
Well, I would give myself, Amy, one day a week to go get me that cheeseburger wrap that I love so much because that kind of kept me from jumping off the cliff. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, I do.
Now, Bobby is my real, real clean eater. Bobby, do you have any suggestions for Amy?
Well, congratulations, Amy.
Thank you.
I think that's great, and I am happy for you to confirm that your type 2 diabetes has been brought under control through diet and exercise because there is no magic wand. That is the only way to do it. And people that are type 2 diabetic eat really the way that we should all be eating, which is cleaner, you know, more whole foods, more fruits and vegetables and nuts and drinking a lot of water and trying not to. I'm sure that you found, Amy, that a big culprit and it's something that you really don't think about a lot is drinking your calories. You know what I mean? And drinking sugar and stuff like that. And it's so easy to take in a lot of extra. And two, I'm sure that you had to start paying attention to the labels of the food that you were eating, you know? So,
no processed food.
The more informed you are about what you're eating, the better you will eat. And the more time you put into the gym and work on your body through exercise, perfect is unattainable, and most of us are probably not ever going to look perfect or look like these people that are the ads for gyms or in magazines, but you can but you can certainly feel great and yes. better about yourself. And I'm so proud and happy for you of what you've done, because you're doing that is what you do. What you're doing is what you do. And I'm proud of my mom for having cut out sweet tea. You know, that, and that's yeah. that's what you have to do. You have to sacrifice.
Well, this is something interesting my doctor told me the other day, Amy. I just went in for my physical, and she said, Paula, are you drinking diet sodas, diet Coke, or diet Pepsi? And I said, I live off of them. She said, you have got to get off of those. That diet sodas encourage type 2 diabetes. Now, that sounds crazy, really? Doesn't it? But yes,
wow.
yes, it brings on type 2. So real weird.
Oh my.
Well, Amy, I've got to run. I've got to get to the next question, honey. And we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. Thanks, darling. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks
Love
for your question. Love you, too. Love and best dishes.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, I love chatting with my friends out there. We'll be back in just a minute. The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom-made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. You can work one-on-one, or you can work with one of their expert in-home designers, or you can even do it yourself. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300. Hello?
Yes. I just got a call from you.
Yes, you did.
This is Diane.
Did a man answer the phone?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. And I told him, I said, this is Paula Deen. Just tell her Paula Deen had called her. And
it's Debbie Buford.
Is this Debbie Buford?
Yes, it is. Can I help you?
Yes. You had written in to ask a question on my podcast.
I did a long time ago.
Yes, and well, today we're trying to get around to some of the questions, and I came up on yours. Do you remember what it was,
Debbie? I can tell. I'm going to intervene. I see what's going on here, Debbie. This is Paula Deen, and I am her son Bobby, and we're right now in the middle of doing a live podcast, and we're sorting through questions that have been called in, and one of them from you is from you. I see that you're Debbie Buford from Alabama, and you asked, how do you keep greens from being bitter without using sugar? And you really are talking to Paula Deen. So
I'm shocked here, but yes, that was the question. And just to tell you something with Mobile.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember? I sent you flowers. I had a flower shop.
Oh, my gosh, when I was in Mobile.
Yes.
Oh,
we were there.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
Well, I appreciate you called and answered my question, because I need to know.
Okay. Well, you know what, Debbie? That's a tough question.
Okay.
You know, sometimes it depends on if they're, like, old. If they're old greens.
Uh-huh.
They're just going to be bitter. And I will slip, I'll slip like a teaspoon of sugar in them. But like I said, to avoid that, you want to get as young and tender greens as you can.
Okay.
Because those old ones, they might bite you.
Well, we usually have a big garden, and we have lots of greens, and... So, I didn't know if it was just something I didn't do right.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. No, I planted collards a couple of seasons back, and they were so not good. They had no flavor at all. So I didn't realize at the time that there's a lot of different types of greens. And we just happened to plant the tasteless kind. And what a waste. What a waste it was. So I think I'd rather have a bitter batch than a tasteless batch. No taste at all. But like I said, just try to keep up with what kind you've planted. And do a little investigating on which makes the best southern collard green like we like to eat.
We'll do that because we plant summer or spring and fall.
I personally, I love the winter greens.
Well, I just didn't say that I think the fall ones are the better because the cooler weather seems to maybe not make them quiet.
Yes,
maybe the
yes.
Heat or the dry weather, I'm not sure.
Right. Well, the thing is, when they get a little frost on them, that tenders them up like you wouldn't believe.
I've always heard that. I didn't know if it was true.
It is true. It is true. My grandmother said it, and everything she said about food, she gave me the right info. Yes, and she said those greens have to have that first little frost on them.
Well, I am honored that you called.
Well, thank you, Debbie. I appreciate you calling me back, honey.
All right, thank you.
Well, thank you. And
have a blessed day.
You too.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, Mom, a lot of the questions I have in front of me are about where people can find you and when. So I want to give out some dates.
Okay.
You and Jamie and I, our family, will be doing book signings at the Lady and Sons in Savannah, Georgia on June the 17th, July the 15th, and August the 26th. So if you're in the Savannah area or if you want to see my mother, that's a way to do it up close.
Or if you want to see my sons.
That's a good way to do it up close and personal. She spends time with everybody, and it's always a fun thing, the book signings. They're loose and fun, so
yeah.
Come out for those. That's June 17th, July 15th, and August 26th at the Lady and Sons in Savannah, Georgia.
That's great.
So that's where you can see my mom.
You can see my sons.
Whatever. I have another question.
And Michael's usually there, too.
Michael sometimes is there, too. But Jamie and I are always there with Mom. So we have one more question from Blake in California, and that is, Paula, how do you make the perfect roux?
Do you think that's Blake Shelton calling in, y'all? Like California? He's out there doing The Voice right now. Maybe it's Blake. Well, hey, Blake.
Blake cares about a few things, but roux ain't one of them.
I think you might be right. Well, let me tell you, Blake. To make a good roux, you're going to have to dedicate about 45 minutes to doing nothing else but making that roux. And I usually start off with half fat, half flour, so equals amount of fat and flour. And if that's too thick, then I'll add a little bit more fat. And I usually make mine with a vegetable oil.
Now, people may not, yes, okay, because people may not know what you're talking about when you say fat. Because I immediately thought, what kind of fat are you talking about? You're talking about oil.
Yes. You can make it with a solid shortening.
Bacon grease, collected bacon grease.
Well, no, I've never made it with bacon grease.
So you mean like a store-bought in the tin?
Yeah, a solid shortening, yes. But like I said, I just use a vegetable oil when I'm making mine. Mm. And I'll usually add a little bit more oil. You want it like the consistency of maybe pancake batter, something like that.
Mm.
And you want to cook this on low heat, low, and you want to stir it until it becomes the color of a new penny, a copper penny. And that will usually take about 45 minutes if you do it correctly. And never quit stirring. That's the secret.
Yeah, you got to watch it or you'll burn it.
You've got to completely stir it.
Does it matter? Is a cast iron skillet the best place to do a roux?
I like a cast iron skillet for that. But you don't, it's not required. Mm. But I tell you what, I ran up on a product. But somebody gave me a basket of gifts And it had a jarred roux in it. And I said, well, you know, a jarred, already prepared roux. And I tried it, and it was very, very good. It was a good product. So if you're having trouble, Blake, go in search of already prepared roux in a glass jar at your grocery store.
Bang.
But 45 minutes of constant stirring is going to be your secret.
Cool. Thank you, Blake. And thanks to everybody out there watching and listening to the Paula Deen Podcast. I'm Bobby Deen. This is my mother, Paula Deen.
And we'll see y'all next week.
For more What's Cooking.
Love y'all. And thanks for the questions.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom-made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. You can work one-on-one, or you can work with one of their expert in-home designers, or you can even do it yourself. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.